Outshot 12-2 in the first period, things looked bleak for the Victoria Royals on Friday night. Head coach James Patrick admitted it was really disappointing to watch the way his team opened the game. "There are so many great examples that I could not wait to show the team on video," Patrick said. "Each guy has a job that they're supposed to do in certain situations, and in the first period we just weren't doing them. Some of our turnovers were just killing us." But what could have been an ugly start to the season turned into a statement. Behind a stellar debut from goaltender Ethan Eskett, the Royals steadied themselves and then broke loose, defeating the Penticton Vs 5-0 in front of 4,551 fans at the Save on Foods Memorial Center. The game marked the WHL debut for Penticton, the league's 23rd franchise. With four overage players, the Vs looked dangerous early, led by captain Nolan Stevenson, Brady Burney and Yiri Kamas. But Eskett turned away everything that came his way. "I thought Ethan was outstanding and it could have been 3-0 or 4-0 halfway through the game," Patrick said. "He gave us a chance to weather the storm." Eskett, acquired from Brandon in July, said the night was about keeping things simple. "It feels pretty amazing," he said. "I don't think you can ask for a better ending, so I'm thrilled. We stuck to our system and our game plan, and as the game went on all the guys got rolling. My mom and dad were actually here in the stands, so it was pretty cool to play in front of them." Movie camera save of the night. Movie camera. Ethan Eskett blanks the Vs on opening night. At Real CDNSSI at Victoria Royals I hashtag save of the night I hashtag WHL opening week pick.twitter.com/vitiemela. Western Hockey League, at Thule, September 20, 2025. Victoria finally got its breakthrough with 14 seconds left in the first period, when Souk product Wyatt Danileko scored the club's first goal of the season. Danileko had been taken by Penticton in the expansion draft, but was traded back to Victoria just minutes later. From there the Royals took over. Just 25 seconds into the third, Hayden Moore doubled the lead on a feed from newly named captain Reggie Newman. Patrick said it was important that his veterans stepped up. "Our 20s and 19-year-olds on that line have to lead by example, and they did," Patrick said. Reggie made a great play to Moore, then Moore made a great play back to Reggie. Wyatt got us going, Finley chipped in two, and all four lines gave us some life. Newman, wearing the captain's C, for the first time, finished with a goal and two assists, while Moore added a goal and an assist of his own. "Reggie embodies the culture we're trying to instill," Patrick said. "He comes to work every day, he respects his teammates, he'll stand up for them, and he competes as hard as anyone." Eskett made 26 saves to earn first star honors, while Moore and Newman rounded out the three stars. Afterward, Eskett kept his focus forward. "You can't get too high and you can't get too low," he said. "We have an early practice tomorrow, so it's just stick to the details, compete, work hard, and build off this." The Royals now turn to a home-and-home set with the Vancouver Giants on September 26 and 27.